Doctor, the first thing I have to ask you is, where did the seed of this idea come from? Were you driving by one of those endless mounds of old tires, and you said to yourself, that's enough, something better's got to be done with these things?
Exactly.
Really?
Tell you a story. 5 years ago, I was with my wife,
mm-hmm.
and she told me, Hanny, look what, you need to do something, invent something. Other researchers invented iPhones, technology that is very cool. We need something new. So I thought about it. I saw lots of tires, and this actually was the case. So I said, oh, this is kind of an environmental hazard. How are we going to deal with this? So let's say 10 years down the road, what's going to happen? 20 years, 30 years. How are we going to get rid of all of these tires? So the idea started by doing literature review of what others did in this regard. It's fairly very new technology. So I said, okay, so far till now, they are using the material as TDA alone. So, for example, they can use it in backfilling, let's say, embankments or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We use it as a layer of TDA. So I said, this is good, but TDA has a kind of a lower property itself if we use it alone. So I start thinking of developing new, innovative, green, sustainable material.
Okay.
Luckily enough, I partnered with Halifax C&D, who is the company having the contract here in Nova Scotia to recycle the things here. And we start talking about developing the innovative material. So we are right now developing kind of mixtures. So, you know, if you want to backfill any, let's say, behind the retaining wall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the traditional way or the conventional way of doing this, we just use granular material, let's say sand or whatever. Then I thought, okay, what about if we use TDA mixed with sand? This would have any implication on the strength of the backfill material, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we started developing mixtures of TDA sand mixtures. And we found that this material is perfect. It is lightweight. It poses less demand on retaining structures. And the strength of the material, I just had the student in my office just 10 minutes ago, and we are getting very promising results. We are talking about 40% increase in the strength. So we can reach up to 40%, which is huge. For a material which is lightweight,
yeah.
So the mixture itself will be, let's say, about 25 to 30% lighter than sand, and at the same time stronger than sand.
But isn't so it? Aren't they toxic? Beautiful. Aren't they toxic, doctor?
Oh no, they are not toxic at all.
Okay.
They are not toxic at all. Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, there are lots of environmental studies on this regard, and it's perfect material. You have no problem with it.
So where does the project stand now? I mean, you're mixing and matching and testing. Is that right?
That's right. And we are planning to have a full-scale building built on this material this fall with our partner, Halifax C&D.
Yeah. You're not thinking small, because one of your colleagues, environmental engineer Jim Simmons, says the research, here's a quote from him, says the research could make Nova Scotia a world leader in resolving the environmental and health issues related to scrap tires. I mean, that's a pretty heady statement there.
Exactly it is. I agree with Jim in his statement. Exactly. That's what we are trying to do. I see down the road, Halifax, Nova Scotia here, will lead the world in this regard. That's what I see, and that's what we are working hard to achieve.
Wow.
I believe it will happen one day.
What kind of time frame are we talking about? When is one day, do you think?
Okay. Right now, we are just waiting for our stakeholders from the government and stuff to start getting with us, start using this material heavily in their projects. As I told you, Halifax C&D will be building full-scale building on this material this fall. So we have our stakeholder, they can come, monitor our experiments, look into our full-scale testing, monitor the structure. So this was going to give them a confidence, and they were going to have a first hands-on experience with the material.
Wow. So this building is going to go up, and then you'll take the next steps to see how it works after that. And then places where soil is soft will have this resource to build infrastructure. Is that right?
Exactly. And actually here, Nova Scotia is leading the way in this. So for example, in 2012, HRM, which is the Halifax Regional Municipality, just build an embankment, build a road using 800,000 tires. And right now, almost, let's say, 3-4 years after that fact, everything is fine. It's working great. Actually, it's much better than the ones built on conventional backfill. The performance is amazing. So that's why we have the interest. They're very interested. When we talk to HRM and we talk to different government bodies, they are very interested in partnering on this.
So
we are looking forward for them.
We could see the day when those mounds of tires, which are breeding grounds for mosquitoes, sources of pollutants, they just fade from our consciousness. Is that possible?
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, right now we have a problem, of the Zika virus and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
So tires can collect all types of mosquitoes that can be barrier of this Zika virus and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to reuse these tires in a useful application, hide them away from the flies, this is very beneficial. This is very beneficial. It's important. And internationally, Canada will going to lead the world in this regard.
Wow.
That's what I see. The research we are doing here is kind of a state of the art, very innovative. And I think we're going to lead in the world soon in this regard.
Way to go, Doctor. Congratulations on and getting an idea and following through with it and making it happen. Bravo.
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup.
Okay. Okay, salut.